Matters Radio, FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. Matters Radio, matersradio.com.
And without further ado, we have our second guest in, do we not?
We do. We have the lovely Sally Ryan from Adventure Activities.
Good afternoon, Sally.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you for coming.
Absolute pleasure. Thank
so
you.
So what is or what are Adventure Activities?
Okay, well, Adventure Activities is an outdoor activity company. So we're based on the Isle of Wight. Mm-hmm. That's where our head office is and where most of our activities are. Mm. But we actually have other bases over on the mainland. Mm. So we have Hastings Seafront over in Sussex. Mm-hmm. We're working on two New Hampshire centres that we're going to be opening up for the 2019 season. Mm-hmm. And we also do have another company that works in a slightly different way that's based over in Massachusetts. So we're quite a large-ish organisation, but actually we are very small and very personal. In terms
so you're small and large at the same time.
Exactly. Yes. But for us, it's
really... What are these activities?
The activities that we run are land-based and water-based. Mm. So on the land, we will do things like mountain boarding, climbing.
Mountain boarding? Oh, yeah. Stop you there. Yeah. What's mountain boarding?
Oh, okay. Do you remember skateboarding,
I do remember skateboarding,
fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic. Mountain boarding is a slightly larger board. It has wheels on it that are studded, and it will go down hillsides.
Sounds terrifying to me, but...
It's one of those things you kind of, we work with everybody to sort of go, oh, I'm really nervous about this. And then we just kind of take them up in little steps, grow their confidence, give them some skills.
Ideal. Yeah. I just thought of going down a hillside anyway, carry on. You do mountain
boarding.
You
are allowed safety equipment.
I imagine you're very safety conscious. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
So mountain, that's one of the activities. You got a few more.
Yeah, we do archery. We do arrow tag, which is a little bit like a bow and arrow version of paintballing.
All right.
I would like to say no shot. Arrows are involved in, and no customers
is
are harmed
Velcro
in the
type,
delivery.
Is it?
It's kind of like a rubber ball on the end of the arrow.
Yeah.
So you have inflatable obstacles, so you kind of can hide behind the obstacles, and obviously what you're trying to do, you play one team against another. You kind of try
different
to score points,
yeah,
if you like. We also have our own climbing wall, which we take out to a lot of festivals and events and corporate groups.
Right. It's one of these things on the back of a truck kind of thing.
Yeah, if you're down a country lane round the back end of Bryston and you're in a bit of a traffic jam, it could be that we're trying to get our climbing wall to a community event.
I've seen those sort of things. They actually are incredibly popular.
Yeah, they are, very much so. Mm. Yeah. And one of the other activities that we brought in a couple of years ago now is axe throwing, which is very, very popular with the ladies.
Axe throwing?
Axe throwing. I think lots of people have been watching Vikings on TV. Yeah, it's
so do you aim them at a target or
you do. So you start off with a weighted rubber axe, learn how to throw the axe, how to feel the weight and the transference through the action of throwing, and then we move on to proper sharpened axes. And against a wooden target.
It's a wooden target.
It's a wooden.
We can't
usually
stand someone we don't like.
No. I can't advocate that, Maggie. Thank you. So those are some of the land-based activities you do, and then we have a number of water-based activities. So stand-up paddleboarding, which is very, very popular at the moment and growing. Mm-hmm. Kayaking. We do co-steering. So over at Freshwater Bay, that's one of the only co-steering sites on the island.
And what's co-steering?
We take you out into the waves, following the shoreline, and then we can take you into the caves around Freshwater Bay, and then also climb up some of the cliff areas, and then you can jump from some of the cliff areas. So it's a really interesting one for people. And again, it's just taking people at their own levels. We have to make sure that the water conditions are right to be able to take groups out.
Yes, you need to respect the power of the sea, don't you?
You have to respect and treasure the environment. We are so lucky on the Isle of Wight for the beauty of the island, but also the environment is very good to us. It enables us to run a fantastic business. Mm. And it's right that we also kind of give back and respect that. So we like to get involved with beach cleans and you know other activities around.
Yeah, they're another great thing that the community has got together to do is beach cleaning.
Absolutely.
So what's the sort of age range you're looking at for these adventure activities? Because it strikes me as being a younger person's thing, but it may not be the case.
Kelvin, you're invited over any time. Okay. You're a little over our minimum age limit of 8 years, but you're still well within the boundary. We will basically take people out and work with them to their own level of accessibility, mobility and confidence.
Okay. So,
I would dip a toe in the water, that'd be it.
Is it mostly island people or the people coming from the mainland to go to your...
We have a very strong tourism base, customer base, and they will be people that live on the island, but also people that come and visit the island for their holiday breaks. So I've just been over in the Shanklin and Sandown area this morning, talking to some hotel and accommodation owners there about their guests and adding more activities and value in for people that visit the island. We also have businesses on the island and obviously across on the mainland. Yes. So we do corporate days and we can do corporate events and wrap in health and well-being benefits for companies that really want to look after their staff and understand that if they look after their staff look after their business.
Mm. Absolutely. So do you have information in places like B&Bs or self-catering or hotels or whatever?
Yes, we do, Maggie. Yeah. So we have a lot of leaflets will start to go out quite soon. We are just in the process and new news, we're launching our new website next week.
Ooh.
And then that will follow through into some more leaflets and that. So you hopefully in cafes, shops, restaurants, ferry terminals, the accommodation providers. Yeah.
So you get mum and dad and three teenagers who are on holiday and they see this thing, I want to go and do this.
Well, it's a good point. I mean, we're going to take a break for a second, but we will come back and talk about getting young people out from behind computer screens and things. So that's something that is very important to do, and it sounds like it's the sort of thing you can do.
Absolutely.
We still got Sally from Adventure Activities in with us. So we were discussing age ranges earlier on, and you've got a minimum age of 8, but you don't really have a maximum age.
No,
because Ernie's watching, he's observing. He is our oldest presenter by some margin now. I'm saying that anyway, but one of my things that gets to me is we need to get younger people out from behind computer screens and games and away from their phones for at least a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And you do just that kind of thing.
Exactly. That really is the foundation of Adventure Activities. When Owen started it in 2005, it was literally him, his van and a kayak. And it was about getting young people outdoors, getting them connected with the outdoor environment and helping them learn new skills, gain more confidence, develop resilience, be able to think sort of critically about making safe decisions. A lot of it is about experience, just having a great experience, and we've kind of really been looking hard at our own mission statement, if you like, while we've been doing the website and sort of looking at the content. But for us, it's very much about young people getting outdoors, gaining new skills, having a great time and creating some of those amazing memories that take you through life.
Excellent. So you've got a new website coming up.
Yes.
Very soon.
Yes.
It just sounds fascinating. Just look at the pictures here on the leaflet of kayaking and going up and down thingies and shooting things and jumping.
That's the co-steering that you're looking at there, Maggie.
Wow. Yes, jumping off boats and mountain boarding. There's not many mountains on the island.
No, I know, but
Tennyson Downs serves us very
well. Tennyson Down, which we can actually see from our front door.
We can, yes.
It's one of the steeper points than the
well. But still not.
I'm going to get arguments about that, but it's still pretty steep.
It's not a mountain.
That's not a mountain. No, it isn't. No, even Culver Cliff's not a mountain.
But what a great thing to do!
But people do jump into the sea off of not there, but
Freshwater Bay. We do the co-steering, and then we do a lot of bushcraft as well. So sort of working around various parts of woodland.
Do you do foraging and things like that?
Not foraging,
as such.
But bushcraft. So outdoor connection with the sort of the plants, building shelters, learning to make fires from friction fires, being able to sort of cook over open fires, doing various things like knotting, different types of knotting, making trebuchets, the French catapults, out of our kits, and kind of having little challenges about who can throw things the furthest
like
or the most
fun.
Accurate and that kind of thing. So yeah, we can do a whole outdoor day, which is just based sort of around woodland activities.
Now, doesn't that sound better than sitting playing Minecraft?
But to me, it sounds miles better.
Yeah, it's really always own adventure, even open on a wet to day. Everybody and all genders.
Yeah, yeah. Even on a wet day, flinging something for a trebuchet has got to be more fun than watching
it
a computer
has.
Screen.
Archie is our secret weapon. Sorry about the pun, but he's absolutely he's our secret social media weapon. He was our most liked post of 2018. Talk about Archie. He's the most amazing storyteller. He's fantastic with young people, getting them inspired, getting them engaged, getting them interested in trying new things. So yeah, big shout out for Archie.
Good. Excellent. We have an Archie here. He's our youngest presenter. He's 9 months old.
A little bit under our minimum age.
But in a few years he'll be with you. So how can people find out more?
Well, they can obviously have a look at our website. So if they go to adventureactivitiesuk.com, you'll see that you can go into the different locations that we have a Sussex micro site. We've got the Isle of Wight site, and then they can look through the activities there, land or water. If you want groups, so things like hen and stag weekends, family groups for having friends, girls away on tour, lads and dads, birthday parties, anything like that. It's all there on there on the booking pages.
Excellent stuff.
Fascinating.
So, adventure activities is what you need to look for. And the Isle of Wight one, if you're interested in being on the Isle of Wight. If you're listening elsewhere in the country, by all means, come to the Isle of Wight and have a go at that. And you can even stay at some of these sites as well.
There's a phone number as well.
There is a phone number on the website. So our local Isle of Wight phone number is 01983 755 838.
Yes, definitely a freshwater number.
Yeah, definitely a freshwater number. But yes, we do a number of places for residentials, which are really based around schools, scout groups, National Citizen Service. They will come to us for their residentials, and we do their activities, whether it's
fantastic idea,
sort of experience and fun and a reward, or whether it's linked to educational outcomes.
I'll tell you what we'll do. I mean, following this, when you get going properly in the summer, we'll come and interview some of your people out there.
We would absolutely love an outside broadcast.
We'll come and talk to some of the people going through your courses and find out what's going on. And we'll see if Ian Mack wants to jump off a mountain.
I think if you come over that you do actually have to take part in some of these activities.
Yeah, I know just the people to send.
Excellent. We'd love to host you.
We'll do something with you in the summer and get some feedback from some of your customers or participants. You call them customers, clients, or participants? I don't know.
They're our guests. They're our customers. They're basically the people that we do all this for. So we always kind of come back to is the person that's in front of us, particularly, they've paid their money. Are we able to give them the best that we can?
Excellent stuff.
Through any of the activities.
And if you are a school's activity director or whatever, contact and get, especially if you're in the mainland, come over to here.
Get
the kids over here, because they'll have the adventure of being on the Isle of Wight plus the adventure of being at adventure activities.
Sleeping under canvas, putting up
flung off a cliff.
Or jumping into the sea. How good is that? Thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
And we
for
will
the
be
invite.
In touch. I was going to say in the new year, but it is the new year now.
It'll be
in the spring, I suspect. We'll chat to you again. And in the meantime, I have got Massachusetts by the Bee Gees.
Followed
by the Champs, a local band for this hour. And we'll talk to you about local music in a bit.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.